Hello and welcome to Everyday Detox. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo and I'm excited to be here to bring you all sorts of information that you need to create an environment in your home and in your life and in your body where you are every day enhancing your detoxification mechanisms. We are completely surrounded by toxins in our world today, and it's really important that you become aware of not only how to reduce your toxic load, but how to support your system on a regular basis in its naturally occurring detox mechanisms, because it's really easy for those to get overwhelmed. Before we begin, I just want to make sure that you're aware that this information is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare practitioner. It's not intended as medical advice. It's just intended as a sharing from me to you, my experience, my research into you. And I would expect that encourage you to make your own healthcare decisions based on your own research and in partnership with a qualified health professional if you're under the care of one, you're on medication, or you've been diagnosed with any sort of serious disease. So everyday detox is all about how do we enhance your body's ability to clear the air, basically, to clear itself of the toxins that you are either breathing in or taking in via food or generating internally. And we're going to talk about the ways that toxins come in and what those are. We're going to identify where those toxic exposures that you might have are so that you can reduce and eliminate them. We'll talk about how do you reduce your toxic load. What foods can you be eating to enhance detoxification? And what are some of the activities that you can do to decrease the toxic load in your diet and in everyday life? So what really is everyday detox? Everyday detox are things that you can do in your day-to-day life. It's not about you taking a week off to go do a cleanse somewhere. It's not about taking special potions and powders. It's about what you can do in your day-to-day. Don't worry, we'll get into some of the more detailed detoxes later down the road. I'm going to give you activities to help you remove toxins more efficiently and more effectively. I'm going to teach you about the foods that enhance your detoxification. I'm going to talk to you about how to avoid chemical exposures at home and in the workplace. How do you avoid foods that slow down your detox? And then what practices that you can use to help your body eliminate toxins. So, how do you know if you need to detox your body? Well, let me just start with this. We all need to detox our bodies. You are exposed constantly and our detoxification mechanisms are constantly being overwhelmed. So we constantly need to. But some signs that your body is over toxic, that it's reached its maximum capacity for detoxification and now symptoms and signs are happening, are headaches, rashes, fatigue, and irritability. And then the inability to lose weight, even though you might be practically starving yourself. But the reason you have trouble losing weight is all those toxins need to be stored to protect you from them. And your liver, in its infinite wisdom, chose fat to store that in. So you may not be eating too much, but you may be storing fat because there are toxins in what you're eating and in your environment and wherever. So I have this list, and you can barely read it, I'm sure, but these are 84 toxins that are entering your body. You are welcome to go out and read about these and determine for yourself how important they are to avoid, but these are 84 toxins that are entering your body. No wonder your liver is exhausted. No wonder it can't keep up. Many of these weren't even known 100 years ago. They were certainly weren't in the environment, especially in the quantities they are now. So you're constantly being bombarded with toxins, and it's really easy to surpass your body's ability to handle it. So where the heck do all these toxins come from? Well, there's four main places where you get toxins from. Your world, the fumes from factories, the chemicals that are put into the air, the water, all around you, the ones that you breathe in. Your home. Your home is loaded with toxins in your air fresheners and your cleaning supplies and the rugs and the paints and the plastics. It's all over the place. It's in your food. Yep, there's in your food. There's the pesticides that they put in there, but there's also the hydrogenated oils. The high fructose corn syrup, which really taxes your liver big time, and all the other additives and preservatives that are put in your food. And finally, from your body. Your body has loads of toxins that get generated every day just by your typical day-to-day metabolic waste products. And we'll talk about where those all come from. So let's start with the external toxins. These are just some of the areas where you're exposed to toxins on a regular basis. And I'm not going to belabor this or go into all the details, but you can read these. There's environmental pollution, there's dental amalgams, the fillings that are put in your teeth, there's old paints and blinds and canned goods that are loaded with toxins, there's aluminum and antiperspirants and deodorants and antacids, there's molds, which put out toxins, mycotoxins. There are occupational exposures for people who are minors, or if you're into pottery, or you're an artist, or a mechanic, or a farm worker, there's toxins involved. There's also toxins from poor air quality and what's called sick building syndrome, where the air is so poor and the quality is so poor that they actually call the building sick. You get it from contaminated water and food, inhaling smoke, even if you don't smoke yourself, but inhaling other people's smoke, chemicals, both from your personal and home care products, soft plastics, coatings, plasticizers, phthalates, radiation, trans fats, high fructose corn syrups, processed foods, and refined flours. So these are all the ways that they come into us. And they also can be generated inside of us. So there's internal toxins and external toxins. And we're going to first look at where all the external toxins come from. Some of them come from your world. This is the first of four slides. Again, I'm not going to read through these. I'm going to ask you to read through them and see if any of these are an issue for you. I've got a list of the various places where the toxins come from, and then I've got descriptions for some and just a few words for others about how they affect your body. Many, if not most, of the toxins are neurotoxins, meaning that they affect your brain, they affect your neurotransmitters, they affect your nerves, they can affect things that compromise your walking, your balance, your ability to think clearly. So they're all around us. Toxins from your world, too. We have formaldehyde, radon, and lead, and a whole bunch of information you can read about there. Toxins from your world, 3, carbon monoxide, arsenic, vinyl chloride, hydrofluoric acid, all the details you can read about. And toxins from your world, 4, VOC, which are volatile organic compounds, which are found in paints and varnishes, solvents, disinfectants, pesticides. These are all the ways that these toxins can come into your world. There's toxins from your home. We think that our homes are safer and we don't want to go outside with all the pollution. It's actually less safe inside your home in terms of air quality. And the things that are most toxic are the things that you're using on a regular day-to-day basis. There's the cleaning supplies, carpets, paint, air fresheners, cooking utensils, plastics, toys, shower curtains, deodorants and antiperspirants, soaps, shampoo, skin lotion, hairspray, makeup, body care products. All of these, unless you're buying organic versions of them that are made with non-toxic or you're making them yourself, they all have toxins in them. And the stuff that you use on your body and on your hair, it's right there. It's right on you, and it's on there for long periods of time. Your makeup, the eye makeup, oh man, there's so much toxicity in that stuff. There's also toxins in your food. So these are some of the worst foods you can find, but it's all over the place. It's in preservatives. There's mercury in fish. There's also lead in fish. There's pesticides on just about everything unless it's certified organically grown. There's sugar in almost every food. In fact, there's even sugar in things like tomato sauce and tamari. You really have to learn to read labels or not eat things that have labels. Just eat whole, fresh foods. There are the food additives. Oh, there's so many neurotoxins in food additives. Acrylamides, which are formed when you heat grains up to very high temperatures, like in chips and things like that. There's sodium nitrate in processed meats. There's polychlorinated biphenyl, a dioxin in farmed fish, meat, and dairy. So your food is not safe unless you're choosing it really carefully. The ultimate in food that is toxic, Spam. You know, they just throw all these byproducts of various parts of various meats together and add a whole bunch of preservatives and nitrates and all, and that put it in a can, and people actually eat it. So there's bisphenol A in the canned foods, and in the cans themselves and in plastics. And these are all neurotoxins, and they are also endocrine disruptors. For more details about this, you can listen to the presentation called Cleanse Your Way to Happy Hormones and Delightful Digestion, which we'll include in this module for you. The meat and dairy products, dioxins in meat and dairy products, especially when they're heated, they're byproducts of heat. Recombinant bovine growth hormone in dairy. Aspartame, diet soda, and artificially sweetened foods. Aspartame is this potent neurotoxin, can actually cause MS or MS-like symptoms. We're surrounded by this stuff, and we're ingesting this stuff. And my goal is to teach you to be aware of this, and then as we do our work together, you're going to be getting rid of these things one by one by one. So toxins in your food. There's arsenic in non-organic chickens, more toxins in your food. Hydrogenated oils, crackers and cookies, they damage cell membranes. They cause you to be more prone to cancer and other serious diseases. There's artificial colors and flavors. There's even the Teflon and other coated cookware, which puts off noxious gases, not safe. And then monosodium glutamate, which is an excitatory chemical that affects your brain. So in addition to everything that's coming into our body, as if that's not enough, there's toxins that are generated inside your body every day. And really, all your detox mechanisms were created, I believe, to heal you from the toxins inside your body that you generate as a part of just your normal metabolism. But we've created such a toxic world that we so easily overtax those detox mechanisms with all the stuff from the outside. So these toxins from inside your body are produced by your mitochondria, which are your energy-producing organelles in every cell, by your adrenal glands when they're responding to stress, by your muscles when you're moving, especially when you're doing heavy-duty exercise, by your digestive system when it's trying to pull apart your food and assimilate that into you because there's so much in there. The brain. Your brain, when it's functioning, is producing metabolic waste products. Whenever you get stressed or angry, you're increasing the amount of toxins produced in your body. And when you have allergic reactions, especially those that damage your body and damage tissue, you've got breakdown products of that, and that's harmful as well. Then you've got microbial toxins. If you've got overgrowth of candida, parasites, viruses, bacteria that live in your gut mostly, but also can live in your skin and in your respiratory tracts, these produce their own toxins, and these are excitotoxins, and they're various kinds of endotoxins, mycotoxins, and they're oxidants that damage your cells. So some of the health challenges that can result from toxic overload. fibromyalgia, joint pains, chronic fatigue, chemical sensitivity, attention and focusing problems. You can even have depression and anxiety and inability to focus. Headaches can be caused by toxic exposure. I remember working with a woman who was just, she'd been through everything for the headaches. We adjusted her and she had acupuncture and she had gone and had MRIs and everything checked out okay. And I said, I think that there's, it's toxic. It's a toxic overload. Put her on a detox program and her headaches went away. Irritable bowel can be a result from a toxin overload. It aggravates and irritates her tissues to have all these toxins that are not being fully cleansed. And allergies, joint pain. There's so many things. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many others. I didn't mention autoimmune disease as well. So you have, as I said, built-in mechanisms to allow your body to heal and get rid of toxins. And those include the organs like the liver, the kidney, the skin, your digestive tract, your sweat, and your lungs. And this picture is a picture of the liver, because most of this, a lot of it happens in the liver. And basically the toxins come in to the liver, and they go through, they call it step one and step two. Here it's usually called phase one and phase two. And phase one requires several nutrients, and it's a pretty simple phase, and it usually works pretty well in most people. But phase two gets backed up because you need so many nutrients to make it through phase two that oftentimes we get a buildup of nutrients that come, of toxins that come out of step one, don't make it through step two, and then start circulating and cause damage in your body. But from step two, there's the waste that can be eliminated either by putting it through the gallbladder and then out into the bile, which goes down your bowels and your intestines and out the other end. And it also goes through in the bloodstream, makes some of those toxins water-soluble and puts them in the bloodstream, so then they go filtered by the kidneys and out in your urine. So, and then there's sweat, which isn't put on this picture, but sweat is when these toxins are floating around in your bloodstream and you sweat naturally, the sweat will contain toxins. But if you're backed up in the bowel or your liver isn't functioning fully or your kidneys aren't functioning fully, then those toxins can start to make their way out through the skin in a more rapid way and can cause skin rashes. So let's talk about what you can do on a day-to-day basis. Well, there's a lot of nutrients needed for detox. There's amino acids, there's vitamin C, there's a potent antioxidant called glutathione, there's sulfur-containing substances, all your B vitamins, your essential fats, and a whole bunch of minerals, including magnesium, molybdenum, manganese, iron, selenium, zinc, and MSM, which is a sulfur-containing product. All of these are needed for detox. So you need to be eating a very nutrient-dense diet that's loaded with these nutrients. It doesn't make it if you're eating Twinkies and biscuits and croissants and a variety of foods that are depleted of the nutrients. You need to be eating a lot of these green foods and sea vegetables and whole fresh foods that have all the nutrient intact and then have a high ratio of nutrients to calories. So here's a list of foods that are helpful. Doesn't mean you have to include every single one of these foods, but I'd highly recommend that you focus on the brassicas. They have something called indole-3-carbinol, which is especially helpful for liver detoxification and balancing hormones, estrogens in particular. And this is especially high in broccoli sprouts and broccoli seeds. So you can sprout the broccoli seeds, you can buy them already sprouted, or you can also purchase the sprouting seeds and grind them up and put them into smoothies or salad dressings or sprinkle them on salads. So let me talk about a few of these other herbs that you can just pick every day to pick a few and make sure that you're getting some helpful detoxification nutrients and foods every day. And they're not that hard. Dill is an awesome spice you can add with garlic to your dips and your dressings. Caraway is awesome, especially love it in sauerkraut and mixed in with cabbage. Turmeric is an awesome orange spice. It's from India, and it is loaded with antioxidants, and it just really upregulates your liver detoxification. Easy to incorporate into foods, into curries. It's part of the Indian and Thai regime. Avocado, really easy to incorporate that. I love avocados. They're yummy. They can put in salads. You can make guacamole. You can do all sorts of wonderful things with avocado. And then there's basil, which is, you know, pesto. You can make pestos. And beets, which you can shred and put on your salads. And then there's leafy greens. And there should be an extra line with that cardamom. But leafy and bitter greens. Your arugula and dandelion is especially good, and kale and collard greens, and all those bitter greens are really, really good for supporting detox. As is cardamom, a spice that's really great combined with cinnamon in making things like chai and gingerbread and things like that, or gingerbread tasting things, things that taste like gingerbread. You can use pumpkin pie spice, which has both of these, and add it to smoothies or desserts. Cayenne is another one. You can't use very much cayenne because it's so hot, but a little bit of cayenne, I sprinkle cayenne in just about everything. Greens like chlorella and cilantro are really good for helping you with heavy metal detoxification. Cinnamon is awesome for promoting liver detox, as is dandelion. They help promote the phase two. Dill is there twice. I must really like it. Fennel and awesome. It tastes kind of like licorice. And if you like the flavor, you love it. If you don't, you don't. So if you like that flavor of licorice and anise and fennel, awesome for detox. Use garlic if you can tolerate it. Tons of garlic, as long as you're not overly hot in your constitution, in which case it might make you hotter, as is ginger, anti-inflammatory. We have a list on your page that lists all of these foods and gives you reasons why they're so good. So I'm going through this rather quickly, but know that there's a handout right on the page where the video you got the video link from, and you'll have the description of why all these things are so good. So the grapefruit, green juices, artichoke, onion, peppermint, rosemary, sea vegetables, thyme, and wheatgrass. They're all part of foods that you can just incorporate. You can add them to your salads, your smoothies, your soups, and just consciously think about adding them. There's also herbs, and I separated these out because a lot of these herbs are used more therapeutically than they are as food. But milk thistle actually can be used as a food. Milk thistle can be purchased as seeds and blended up, and it's a really potent antioxidant for the liver. Dandelion, you can use the leaves as a bitter green, and that has definite detox effects. You can also get the roots and make it into a tea. You can use burdock, again, either as a food or as an herb. You can get burdock tea, or you can get burdock and chop it up and put it in salads and smoothies and soups. Echinacea, most people don't use it as a food. It's usually used as an herb, and you can purchase it in tea form or tincture form or capsule form. And then the leaf of the artichoke, not the part we typically eat, which is the inside heart, but the leaf part here is actually very, very potent, and you can buy it as an herb, and you can buy it as a tincture. You can make a tea out of it. Lots of ways that you can use it. You can actually drink the water. If you've steamed an artichoke to eat, you can drink the water, which will have a lot of the helpful constituents that have come out into the water. And then I put turmeric again here because some people can't take enough turmeric. They don't like the taste, or it just doesn't, they don't tolerate it. But turmeric can be taken also as a supplement. You can get capsules of turmeric, fresh turmeric. You can also get turmeric fresh, and a lot of gourmet-type stores will have the fresh little turmeric roots. So the foods that disrupt a detox, these are the things you want to stay away from. This is what you can do on a daily basis. Alcohol, except, you know, very, very occasional, if you have it at all. I prefer not to. I haven't had alcohol in 27 years, except for a little bit in my tinctures. artificial flavors and colorings, caffeine, except for green tea. Green tea, the little bit of caffeine in green tea is balanced out by the plethora of antioxidants that actually support. And I should have had that on the list. The green tea is actually very supportive. Any of the processed meats and non-organic meats, because of all of the chemicals that are in there that just slow down the liver. Trans fats. And then refined foods, and again, should be a separate line, and allergy-producing foods. So the top six allergies that are very common are gluten, dairy, corn, soy, eggs, and peanuts. But you may have other allergies. So when you eat foods that you're allergic to, it creates inflammation in your body. It creates a distraction from detoxifying you from the chemicals in your environment. It makes you sicker. So these are the things that you can do, is to avoid the foods that disrupt, incorporate more of the foods that support. There are certain things, remember we talked about phase one and how phase one can, actually the toxins that come out of phase one are sometimes more toxic than what went in because they're supposed to immediately go through phase two. But a lot of times our phase ones get faster than phase two, and mainly because a lot of the toxins will do what's called inducing phase one, makes phase one go faster, which means that it's going to have a phase two that can't keep up with it, which means you're going to feel terrible. So alcohol, caffeine, aspirin, Tylenol, nicotine, and certain other drugs like phenobarbital, steroids, and sulfa drugs will all cause your phase one to speed up, but your phase two to slow down. So let's talk about the steps to optimizing everyday detox. Number one is reducing your toxic load. Avoid the toxins as much as possible. We went through very quickly lists of the supplies, the home supplies, the cosmetics. Do your best at reading labels and start to go away from those. We'll have a couple more lessons in specifics about those and how you can clean up your world from that. You need to have a high nutrient content diet. Twinkies and Cheetos are not going to do it. You need to have lots of fresh, whole fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, legumes and sprouted grains, non-gluten. Those will be the things that are full of nutrients. Okay, very, very much important to have whole foods in your diet. If you eat meat or animal products, they need to be in small quantities and it needs to be organically grown, so you don't have all the pesticides and hormones in there. You need a high fiber diet. Well, the high fiber diet is also the high nutrient content diet, so you can get the two for one in the fruits and the veggies and the greens. You want to optimize your digestion. In the next three or four lessons, we'll talk about how to optimize your digestion. You want to get daily exercise to keep those toxins moving, to sweat them out. Drink plenty of pure water. Remember, half your body weight in fluid ounces. Breathe pure air. What that means is don't keep your windows closed all the time. Allow the air to circulate and get an air purifier if need be, especially if you've got carpeting in your home or new paint. You need to have an air freshener to clear that out. And reduce your stress. It's so important. We've talked about some techniques already for using breathing and appreciation to reduce stress and transform stress. It's not just good for you. It's not just a good idea. It enhances detoxification and digestion. And then some extra activities you can do in an everyday basis. You can get a skin brush, which is pictured here, and you basically dry brush your skin before you shower, and it gets away all the extra layer of dead skin and allows some of the toxins to be taken away before you shower. And it really helps your circulation as well. Tongue cleaning, which is this is one similar. There's a lot of different tongue cleaners. This is the kind I like the best. It's got the nice comfy handles. And you're basically just going from the back to the front and scraping. It's not caustic or sharp. It just is the metal against the tongue will help to pull off the gunk that gets built up, especially overnight. I recommend doing it morning and night. And you'll be surprised at how much better you feel just by keeping your tongue clear. And when you see what comes off of your tongue, you'll be shocked. Saunas and steam baths are awesome for sweating away toxins, especially far infrared saunas. There's been a lot of research on far infrared saunas. You may not have access to one. You might, if you belong to a gym, you might look and see if they have one, or if you're looking for a gym membership, look for one that has a sauna that you could go to. A lot of spas have saunas. You can now get a far infrared sauna with a portable outer shell on Amazon for like $100 or $200. So they're really not that expensive. They've come down a lot. Yeah, those big, beautiful wood ones would be awesome. I personally don't have room for it, and they're expensive. They're $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. Yoga and cleansing breath. So when you do yoga, there's a specific kind of breathing that is cleansing, and you can learn how to do that. And just, it doesn't take very long. Detox baths. You could get into the bathtub and throw in some apple cider vinegar and some sea salt, some Celtic sea salts, and take detox baths. Or you can get some special bath salts or special bath clays that help to detoxify you. And finally, we have listed colonics and enemas that, even though they're not necessarily every day, but they're things that you can do, you know, relatively easily. But the main ones for every day would be the skin brushing and the tongue cleaning. And the cleansing breaths with yoga would be nice, too. There's a drink that I love to offer people, and it's in the very first week, second week when we talked about beverages, I gave you a recipe for it. I call it the Daily AM Gut Rejuvenator, and it's one that that just really jump starts your digestion. I start with 32 ounces of pure water, the juice of one lemon, 2 drops peppermint, 2 drops lemon. And the limonene in the lemon, we'll see in the next slide, is really, really valuable for detox, as is the peppermint. And they help to break away some of the mucousy kind of linings that build up, the not-so-good mucousy linings that build up in your gut. And the limonene is awesome for detox. It actually increases, the limonene increases liver enzymes involved in detoxifying carcinogens. It promotes glutathione, a potent antioxidant. It enhances both phase 1 and phase 2 liver detox, not just phase 1. And it kind of floats on the surface of the stomach lining, protecting it from the gastric juices. So it really can be helpful for ulcers and gastritis and for reflux, heartburn. It's found in the oil of citrus peel, but also in caraway seed. So you can chew on some caraway seeds to release the limonene. Great for detox. So everyday detox daily schedule. What will you do? So here's some suggestions. Start your day with water with lemon, lemon oil, and peppermint, and optionally cayenne. That's the gut rejuvenator. Have a breakfast that's green with chia seeds. Awesome way to start your day. Do heart math before each meal, and heart math will help you to bring down the stress level and put your body in what's known as coherence, which enhances all the enzymatic functions and immune functions in your body, including liver detox. I want you to chew, 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 and then chew some more or blend your food. Food that's not chewed completely generates toxic waste. Go for 4 cups of brassicas a day. You can get a cup of broccoli sprouts. You can get a couple of cups or 3 cups of broccoli or kale. You can easily throw a few cups into your smoothies. I've done a couple of pounds of vegetables, a couple of pounds of brassicas in a day, on a lot of days. You can easily incorporate 2 teaspoons of ground broccoli seeds. You can get the broccoli sprouts like we talked about. You can add 1 tablespoon of ground milk thistle seeds. Just go online, Mountain Rose Herbs, and you can look through our list of resources for more resources. And buy milk thistle seeds and use a little coffee grinder to grind them down, and you can add them in lots of places. Make a goal to do greens at every meal. And, of course, finally, you need to exercise. So this is a summary of what you can do daily. Okay, not that hard. You just have to get into the habit of it. And this is going to enhance your detoxification capacity. And then later we'll talk about ways to do more intense cleansing.
But for now, enjoy your everyday detox daily schedule. And I'll talk to you soon. This is Dr. Rita Marie Lascalza.